Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2008. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 101 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini-talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
All right, welcome to the first mini-talk of Java 1 2008 and the Java.net Community Corner. And I am here with Raffaele Spazzoli and Fred Abadi, and they're going to be talking about enabling semantic web technologies with JBI. A semantic web is a way to represent and manipulate information, allowing very high flexibility on the way information is aggregated, accessed, and presented. And to leverage existing information base, we need ways to get these information and translate them to a semantic form. You can hear more about that right now from Raffaele Spazzoli and Fred Abadi. Fred, take it away.
Thank you. Thanks for joining. I wanted to talk about at a very high level on our efforts in open source for JBI and a few components that have been built, and then move it along to actually semantic web. As part of the OpenESB, OpenJBI components, we have a standardized JBI framework, which is on Java.net and will be becoming part of Glassfish ESB. Actually, will be part of it will be morphing into a Glassfish ESB pretty soon. We have a bunch of JBI components in there that are contributed by third parties, like Imola. Many of them, I think, there are brochures here, like a Kix for legacy integration, like Kix binding component, or Corba IMS EJB binding component. All around, we have over 30 components in there that are developed by Sun and third-party contributors. And the actual upcoming talk here is about the semantic web technologies, and as part of that, Imola is building a semantic web service engine. At the same time, Sun is looking into creating a mapper product that will work with the engine and also the other parts of the OpenESB, Glassfish ESB feature set that will allow various kinds of mapping, graphical mapping of data in a standard way. And you can think of it as, many things that you would manually you would have to figure out how to map. When you have documents with fields of thousands of fields, you'd have to figure out if you're creating an integration from one to another. You'd have to figure out what are the names and what is the transformation and how you map those yourself. So we've started a standards effort to try to consolidate the dictionaries that would enable a semantic mapper to map them automatically. And the semantic web service engine will actually utilize that. I'll pass this on to Rafael from Imola, who will give you more details about the semantic web technologies.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Fred. My name is Raffaele Spazzoli. And I work for Imola Informatica. As Fred was saying, we have been building binding components for OpenESB, JBI binding components for OpenESB, and now we are moving. We have already moved to semantic web technologies with JBI. But first of all, let me present Imola Informatica. Imola Informatica is an enterprise composed with three main enterprise. Imola is is the main consultant company. It's we are famous in Italy for being enterprise strategist and innovator, and also we are very strong in open source technology, and we are known for being innovators in this field. Also, we have a company called Mocabyte that is a very big community in Italy, and it's a public an online magazine about Java. It's the bigger community in Italy. And then we have Sensible Logic, which is a startup about semantic web. It's actually a spin-off of an academic company, so very, very focused on semantic web technology, and they do also a lot of research in this field. As a consultant company, we are particularly focused on enterprise architecture and governance, on service-oriented architecture, and in software process development. We usually make assessment for our customer, deciding what the best way to proceed if they have problem. Then we usually make critical development and mentoring and skill transfer. We have many partners, as you can see. Of course, Sun with NetBeans and OpenSB, but also local company like Taboo in Italy, OMG as a standardization company like OMG, and also BIA and IBM. Our customers are mainly from the finance sector, but we have also local government and other kind of customer. Many of them have already a semantic web solution inside, like for example Intesa San Paolo, Banca Cari Firenze, and Swiss Post. But and we also have a customer that have OpenESB up and running in production, which is this one, CGL. Like I was saying, we are providing three binding components for OpenESB: the CORBA binding component for using CORBA services, AJB for connecting to AJB, and KIX for connecting to KIX services. The components are, of course, available in OpenESB, and they provide a plugin for NetBeans for using the development process. Imola Informatica is very active in semantic web. Apart from the project that we are doing in the customer, we have an open source project that was awarded in the Semantic Web Challenge in 2006, and which is, name is DBean, and can be used to collect many information, semantic information from the web, and visualize that using special plugins that are called Brainlet. We are committed in a couple of European projects that use semantic web technology, in particular Romulus and Open Knowledge, and we are doing many speeches in semantic web conference like SWOP or ESWC. Coming to semantic web is a technology that lets you categorize information coming from different sources, either structured and unstructured sources. The information can be categorized using ontologies, which are a way to model information. The ontologies are expressed the ontology and the information are expressed using RDF, this is the key point of semantic web, having the metadata and the data expressed in the same notation. So this enables semantic reasoning. And one of the key features of semantic web is that ontology can be added dynamically after the data has been collected. So the data is dynamically reshaped based on the new ontology and can be visualized in a different way using the new ontology. So you can we can do a more refined search, different search with a different keyword, or even faceted browsing reconfigured dynamically using the new ontology. From our experience, we have been actually doing four or five projects using semantic web, and from our experience, this is the architectural model of a semantic application. We have a layer for extracting the information that is already present in the enterprise storage, maybe a database, maybe a file system, or maybe a subversion. The information is collected and brought to a repository, a semantic web repository. Basically, it will contain RDFs. On the repository, usually there is the need to refine the information collected, adding and modeling ontology on the information collected. For this task, we use dbin, the product that we have talked before. So we need also an expert of ontology modeling for doing this task. And having the ontology and the information collected, we can visualize the information using a portal or any other front-end application. From our experience, this is quite a stable and constant part of the architecture, while the extraction of the ontology is already changing because the enterprise have the information on different storage. So we decided to try to bring this layer to an enterprise grade quality layer, recognizing that this is a sort of integration. And so the middleware of choice at the moment for doing integration in enterprise is an ESB. So we recognize that it's an integration problem that can be factorized inside an ESB. The way we are modeling this this information extraction is by using standard components for getting the information. Then we need a component for transforming the information collected into semantic information. So we need basically a semantic data service engine. The task of this service engine will be getting the information, applying on the information some transformation rules based on ontology that we want to use, and get RDFs as output. Once we have the RDFs, the semantic web data, we can either publish it using a standard binding component, maybe a file system binding component or an HTTP binding component, or we can store it in a semantic web store. Semantic web store is an emerging technology that lets you store semantic web information. There are a couple of open source projects like Sesame and Gina, for example, that let you store semantic web information. So this store will be the base of the semantic web application. So will be this layer of the semantic web architecture model. So going a little bit more in details, the semantic web service engine will have the ability to configure a mapping, to visually configure a mapping from an XML that is inside the server bus to an RDF, and it will also will be able to do this mapping applying a specified ontology, one or more specified ontology. So we will also have the ability to check that the output of the semantic web service engine is compliant with the given ontology. Also, we will provide a NetBeans plugin to graphically design the mapping. While the semantic web binding component, which is the one that takes the RDF and store it in a semantic storage, will be able to store it on different database. In particular, we will have Gina, Sesame 2, which is the new release of this product, and also RDF file. The RDF file is important because many semantic web applications around the internet use directly a file published on the internet. So we also need to be able to get the RDF file from internet directly. And so, question? So the catch-up of this presentation is that we can leverage enterprise service-bus technology to create a better semantic web application using the architecture that we have defined. In particular, we will use the enterprise service-bus to standardize the way information, semantic web information are collected and brought to the application, to the storage of the application. Okay. Yeah, the question was if there are any example on the web of this application. I think our application at the moment run inside the customer internet. So yeah, inside. So I will let you know if you can see it on the web. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We have actually our portal that is on Mockabyte, the company that I was telling before, that is based on this technology, and so I will provide the URL of the portal. Okay. So thank you.
All right. Thank you very much to Rafael Spasili and earlier Fred Abadi talking about Imola and what they're doing with the semantic web and JBI. And next up at noon, Michael Kohling will be talking about Greenfoot. So hope to see you back then. Thank you very much.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2008 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.